Crawford stores are everywhere. And Crawford Clothes are on the air with 30 Minutes in Hollywood, featuring George Jessel, Norma Talmadge, and their all-star cast. Crawford, the largest men's clothing chain in the East, is offering the finest clothes ever to bear the Crawford label at a new low price of $18.95. But more about that later. Right now, on with the show.
Georgie, Norma, and the troop are on their way to Washington.
Well, honey, in a few hours we'll be in Washington. I'm very glad, because traveling in a trailer with 26 people is pretty tough. And I'm tired sleeping standing up. I tell you, this doesn't agree with my constitution.
Well, when you get to Washington, you can have it amended.
That's very good, dear, but I'd like to stop overnight so I can get some rest.
Well, stop and find out where we are.
All right, I will. Say, boy, how far are we from Washington?
Where?
Washington, D.C.
Never heard of it.
Never heard of Washington, D.C., the capital of these United States? Well, I'm surprised.
Don't concern me none where it is. I was born here, and I ain't going to leave here, so what difference does it make?
Ask him if there's a tourist camp around here or something.
Say, how far are we from the nearest tourist camp?
Well, if you walk, it's right smart deep. If you ride horseback, it's not too far. But if you're driving in an auto, you're there now. So long, neighbor.
Oh, George, don't talk so much and ask somebody else.
All right. Say, young man, can you tell us how far we are from Washington?
Washington, Camp 4, Chabral, Memphis, the favorite.
I hear. Never mind, I'll find out myself.
There's a sign on that lamppost. Get out and see what it says.
Okay. Well, I can't see it from here.
Well, climb the pole. Do something. Let's find out where we are.
All right, dear. I'll climb up a pole, anything.
Can you see it now?
Yes.
Where are we? What does it say?
Fresh paint.
George. We've been standing right in front of a tourist camp all this time and didn't know it. See that sign? Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Well, so it will chop off my legs and call me Shorty. So it is. Okay, honey, I was going to make arrangements. Now, wait here, everybody. How do you do, sir? I'm looking for the proprietor.
You're not looking for him. You're looking at him.
How far is it to Washington, can you tell us?
Well, it's called 50 miles, but that man that called it is a liar.
I see. Well, I'd like to get accommodations for me and my troupe. We're a theatrical company, following in the same path of Booth, Barrett, Mansfield, and lately, Pick and Pat and Molasses in January.
Oh, show troupe, eh?
Yeah.
Say, how many gals? Oh, boy. I used to be on the board myself. Slept in a lumberyard once.
Well, tell me, can you fix us up here for tonight?
I'll see. I suppose you want something with a floor in it, or I can give you something nice in the rear with a connecting bed.
Mm.
Or I can give you a room with two coat hangers.
Well, my comic landlord, anything, just so we can get some rest.
Well, we've only got about 20 cabins, and there's just four left. We've been so busy, we had to hire an extra clerk, just to insult the tourists.
Is that so? Okay, where are the cabins? We'll get by all right.
Well, Grandpa will show you where they are. He's the bellboy here, and I want to tell you now, don't pay no attention to what Grandpa says. He's 187 years old, and he's living in the past.
He's lucky. I'll bet he thinks business is better. Okay, you wake Grandpa up, and I'll get a hold of my troop.
Say, what did you say your name was?
Well, I didn't say yet, but it's Jessel, George Jessel.
Oh, newcomer, eh?
Hmm.
Okay, we'll be ready for you in a jiffy, and if you want me, when you get settled, just ring the towel.
I'd hate to have your nerve in a tooth, I'll tell you that right now. Okay, everybody, Norma, Tommy, come on, everybody, come on.
Come on, everybody, Josephine. Where's little Josephine Starr?
I'm here, Miss Talmadge, up in the tree.
How in the world did you ever get up there?
I was sitting on Tommy Tucker's lap and he sneezed.
Tommy, help little Josephine down out of that tree.
Okay, come on. Jump, Josephine. I'll catch you. Ah, that's the girl. There you are.
Miss Talmadge, is this Washington?
No, Josephine, this is a tourist camp. Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Oh,
Is this when Mr. Jessup played when he was 3 years old?
What are you talking about, child?
Mr. Jessup told me when he was 3 years old, he looked like Shirley Temple. And he played Little Eva in Uncle Tom's Cabin.
Josephine, when Mr. Jessup was 3 years old, Harriet Beecher Stowe hadn't been born yet.
Over here, Norma, Tommy, Josephine, everybody.
Say, that's quite a troop you got there. You know, I have a niece stopping here that's quite a singer herself. She used to sing down home in Slopapachi.
Where?
Slopapachi.
Uh-huh.
But her mother found out she was crazy about ping pong, so she sent her up here to forget him.
Sent her up here to forget him? Ping pong?
Yeah, we wouldn't know what to do with the Chinaman in the family.
Oh, I understand. You know, old man, you're very bromidic.
You don't look so hot yourself. Amy, gal. Amy, come on out.
Oh, I don't want to hear her sing some other time.
Oh, might as well hear her now. Grandpa won't be here for a sped yet. As long as you got your musicians handy, why...
Did you call me Uncle Tom?
No, I didn't call you Uncle Tom. Called you Amy. I'm a hot sketch, ain't I?
Oh, you're sizzling. That's what you are.
This here is Mr. George Weasel. He's got a show troupe, and I want you to sing for him.
I will not.
Yeah, she's a little backwards. She likes to be coaxed. She'll probably have to kick her teeth out. And by the way, Pestle, if you get thirsty during the night, you'll find a spring in the bed. Ain't that a scorcher?
Tell me, Miss Amy, where did you learn to sing?
I sang in the choir festival band in Slopapachi.
In Slopapachi? Whereabouts is that?
About 80 miles from Portsmouth.
80 miles from Portsmouth.
Yes.
And how did that come out? I mean, you sang, and what happened?
Well, I won first prize.
Is that so? This was in Slopapachi?
That's right.
80 miles from Portsmouth. And what did you sing that made you win this first prize, my child?
I sang Low Here the Gentle Ark.
Low Here the... That sounds like pretty hot stuff. Tommy, do you know Low Here the Gentle Ark?
No, I don't, George. But I'll follow her.
Just read that line with the right inflection. I'll follow her, not I'll follow her. Well, anyway, Amy, these boys are very able musicians, and if you hum a few bars, I'm sure they'll get it. Now, go ahead, sing your Low Here the Gentle Ark with that same sweet simplicity that you sang in Slopapachi, 80 miles from Portsmouth. Go ahead.
Low Here the Gentle Ark with a zazzy, and a high 99, and a hey, laddie-ha.
Ah, well, folks, that'll give you an idea what's going on in Slopapachi, 80 miles from Portsmouth.
I'd like to sing you a latest song from Ginger Rogers' picture. You'll be reminded of me.
Well, this is a surprise. How did you happen to get my new song?
I found it when I was going through your valley.
Sing, you crane child, sing.
And you're the one who's feeling blue. I said to you, you'll be reminded of me.
Well, here comes Grandpa. I reckon you can all go to your cabins now. Grandpa, show these folks to the cabins and hold this lady's bag.
No, you don't. I ain't holding no bag for no woman.
Grandpa is quite old, isn't he?
And if you think I'm old, wait till you eat some of our eggs. Well, well, you walk this way, lady.
Oh, I could never bend over that far.
Tell me, missy, where are you bound for?
Washington.
Washington, did he send for you?
I don't mean George Washington, who crossed the Delaware.
Now, don't tell me he's going to cross the Delaware this time of the year. Why, that lad'll catch a death of cold.
You don't understand, Grandpa. We're going to Washington, D.C., the city they named after George Washington.
Named the city after? What can you expect with Jefferson president?
Grandpa, at your age, you should be in the old man's home taking it easy.
I've been there, and I made good.
How long have you lived here, Grandpa?
Too long.
Do you like it here?
Ah, it's got me. Acha, acha, acha.
Grandpa, to what do you attribute your old age?
Well, I didn't smoke, didn't drink, and never dated any women folk until I was 10 years old. Another thing, I don't run around nights.
You look like you have a tough time running around days.
Hey?
Are you married?
Yes, been married 4 times. I'm going to try it again.
You are?
Yeah, I'm drawn to a flush.
I'm surprised, a man of your age.
Well, I guess it's the Tarzan in me. I just can't get interested in birds anyway. Well, here's your cabin. And say, you, actress, when you get to Philadelphia, be sure and say hello to young Ben Franklin. Tell him to stick to printing and stop fooling around with lightning, or Amos and Andy will get after him. Well, good night. Good night.
Good night, Grandpa.
Excuse me, Grandpa. Is this my cabin? Is my wife in here? Who are you? I'm Mr. Jessel, George Jessel. I don't hear very good. All I can make out is Jessel. That's right, old chap. George Jessel. I'm the fella that calls his mother on the telephone. Telephones. Hey, is that fella Alex Bell been telling you about that stuff, too? Don't let him take you in. He stopped here one time. Big dope. Imagine anybody talking over a piece of wire. Must be cracked. Telephone. Never mount to a don. Well, good night. Sleep tight. If the angels bite, bite them back. Well, Norma, we might as well get a good night's rest, and then we'll motor into Washington early. I'm plenty tired, too.
What do you do for a drink of water around here, dear?
Well, there's a pump right straight back in the rear of these cabins. You go out and get some water, and I'll unpack the bags. Do you mind?
I don't mind, George, but all these cabins look alike. How am I going to find the right one when I get back?
Oh, it's very simple. When you come back, just yell, George, and I'll answer, yoo-hoo, yoo-hoo.
All right, but don't forget to answer.
Okay.
George, I think you ought to tell the audience you played both parts.
What both parts?
Yourself and the other old man.
Let there be music. Play, Tommy, play.
Thousands of men who could easily afford expensive clothes are Crawford customers because they know Crawford style and quality are the top. Convince yourself. Visit your nearest Crawford store and pretend that cost is not a factor in your choice. Then look over the Crawford rack. Get the feel of Crawford's expensive woolens. The Worsteds, the Shetlands, the Cheviots, the Gabardines. Yes, particularly the Gabardines. Because Crawford's gabardines are made by one of America's finest woolen mills, famous for their production of this luxurious fabric. Remember, you must see and feel this gabardine to really appreciate its fine quality. Look closely at Crawford's excellent tailoring. Notice a custom styling. Then slip into a Crawford suit and enjoy the thrill of knowing that it's yours for only $18.95. Crawford always gives every benefit of current market advantages to its many customers. And with the price of fine woolens down, Crawford passes the saving on to you with this new low price of $18.95. So whether you're short or tall, lean or stout, even if you wear size 52, visit any one of Crawford's 53 conveniently located stores. Your greatest expectations will be fulfilled at Crawford. Remember the name, C-R-A-W-F-O-R-D, Crawford.
Isn't the city of Washington beautiful? Don't forget you promised little Josephine you'd show her the Washington Monument.
So I will, dear. Let's go now. Say, do you know where it's located?
Now, George, you know I haven't been here in years.
All right, we'll ask somebody. Come on, Josephine. Pardon me, sir. Are you a native here?
Yes, sir. Born and raised here.
Can you tell us where the Washington Monument is?
Washington Monument? Why, let's see. The Washington Monument. I think they moved it.
They moved it?
Oh, I don't remember. Ask somebody else.
All right, I will.
Well, you ask somebody else.
Oh, ask this chap. Say, young man, can you tell me where the Washington Monument is, please?
Monuments, Camfroy, Chavron, Memphis.
Find it ourselves, millions of people. I got to ask an invisible man here.
Miss Talmadge, what is that building over there?
That's the building of Internal Revenue. Mr. Jessel can tell you all about that.
Oh, no, I can't. I don't owe him a cent.
What does Internal Revenue mean, Mr. Jessel?
Well, it's written Eternal is right. You'll find it out when you grow up. Say, pardon me, sir. Can you tell me where the Washington Monument is?
No, I can't. I've only lived here
3 years. How do you like that? Well, don't worry. Well, pardon me, sir. Can you tell us where the Washington Monument is?
Washington Monument? Sure, sport. Any American can tell you where that is.
Mm-hmm.
It's on Constitution Avenue on 14th Street.
Say, thank you. Do you live here?
I just got in yesterday from Athens, Greece.
Oh. Thank you very much. And if I ever meet you in Greece, I'll be glad to show you around. How long have you been here?
I came here to go to the Greek school, Annapolis.
No. You mean Annapolis.
No, I mean Annapolis. Annapolis is different. Annapolis, a day keeps the doctor away.
All right, I
should expect why. Oh, Miss Talmadge, look at that tall, skinny building down there.
Josephine, I think that tall, skinny building is what we're looking for.
You're right, dear. That's it. That's the glorious Washington Monument.
Gee, look at all the pigeons on it.
Yeah, they think everything is built for them, Josephine. Now, let me tell you about this great monument. Charles Gabby Street, the famous baseball catcher, caught a ball from the top of that monument. And they've got stones in that monument, dear, from all over the world. It was proposed in 1799 and completed December 6, 1884. It's 555 feet and 5 1/8 inches high and cost $1,187,710.
Gee, all that trouble just to catch a ball.
No. No, my child, you misunderstood me. The trouble they went through to build this monument was nothing compared to the trouble the man whose memory perpetuates went through to make this democracy the grand country that it is.
What makes you so proud of this country, Mr. Jessel?
Reading about the other countries, Josephine.
We better get back to the theater, George. It's getting late.
We can come back here after the show.
Is that over there, Miss Talmadge?
That's the mint.
The peppermint?
Another one like that, Josephine, and I'll tell your mother, and she won't let you go around with Mr. Jessel.
Won't let you go around with Mr. Jessel? You didn't learn that from me, my child. No. That's not the peppermint, Josephine. That's the government. That's where they make the money.
Is that the only place they make money?
It is the last few years, Josephine. But anyone else who tries to print money is called a counterfeiter.
Are there any counterfeiters here?
No, Josephine, no counterfeiters in Washington.
Why?
Well, it takes too long to pass any kind of a bill here, so they don't. You know, I had an uncle that worked in the mint for years.
Is he there now?
No, he quit. Well, he didn't exactly quit. He took home some samples, and they don't allow that, you see.
Where is he now?
He's still connected with the government. Oh, yes.
Yes, Josephine. He's the best shoemaker in Atlanta.
Norma. It's the Atkins ran in front of the Id case.
I don't say A.C.S.E. name, Mr. Ethel J.
Now, that building over there, Josephine, is the Hall of Congress.
That's right. There's where 400 men make the laws. And see that smaller building down the street? That's where 9 men set them aside here. See?
Who is the lobbyist, Mr. Jessel?
Now, that's what I like to hear. A sensible question. It'll improve your mind, these things. And what did you want to know? Ask me. Go ahead.
I want to know all about politics.
You're not alone, my child.
Well, first of all, in politics, there must be two parties, like the Democrats, Republicans. Sometimes another one comes up, you know?
I know that. I think my daddy is a Democrat.
You think your daddy is a Democrat? And what makes you think so?
Every time he buys me animal crackers, he takes the elephants out.
All right, Josephine, what else do you want to know about politics?
What's a lame duck, a lobbyist, and a pork barrel?
Well, that's very simple. A lame duck is a duck that limps a little. A lobbyist is a guy that hangs around hotel lobbies. And a pork barrel is something I've never gotten close to, Josephine. That you'll have to ask someone else.
Over there.
That, Josephine, is one of the most beautiful buildings in the world, the Lincoln Memorial. You see, dear, Washington established the country and Abraham Lincoln preserved it.
Of course, an 8-year-old child like you, Josephine, would know about that.
Where I come from in the Philippines, we know all about Abraham Lincoln. He was a great man.
Yes, Josephine, they loved him nearly every country. He said wonderful things. One of them was...
I know. You can fool some of the people all of the time and all of the people some of the time, but you can't fool all of the people all of the time.
That's right, Josephine, and remind me to have you give me a history lesson tomorrow.
Mr. Jessel, were you ever in politics?
Well, I should say I was, dear.
Now, George...
Well, Norma, I'm merely telling the child about my political career, Josephine. Why, at one time they were thinking of running me for mayor.
George...
Well, not exactly running for mayor, but they figured they were going to put me in the state assembly.
Now, George, don't tell that child any more fibs.
Well, it wasn't exactly in the state assembly, but... Well, I knew a fellow who was the captain of our district.
Did?
Well, it might not have been him, but he was a dead ringer for him anyway. But I did do a great deal of campaigning, Josephine, for Jimmy Walker, Fiorella LaGuardia, for Al Smith, and for Herbert Lehman.
Is this easy to be in politics, Mr. Jessel?
No, child. People who hold office are very often misunderstood. A congressman, a friend of mine, showed me a letter from a friend of his, Dick Greiner, who lives way up in the hills. And it goes like this. It says, "My dear Mr. Congressman, I just received a letter from my son who is in your town, and it makes my old heart heavy. It's really got me down. He writes us this from Washington, and his story's mighty short, and I just can't tell his mother. It'd crush her poor old heart. So I reckon, Mr. Congressman, you might break the news to her. Just tell her boy's in the legislature, and we don't know what for."
I just can't get my eyes off of Mr. Lincoln's memorial. I wish I could sing to it.
Well, you go ahead, Josephine, and sing some old song that perhaps Mr. Lincoln might have liked.
Come and go.
Style experts say the sport combinations will be the big thing in men's apparel for spring and summer. And Crawford is prepared with the largest selection of sport coats in its history. Sport coats beautifully tailored of shabbiest, Shetlands, tweeds, and flannels. Coats smartly styled in the latest sportback models, in mixtures and solids, including the new camel hair shade. And sport slacks, Crawford offers every conceivable pattern and color in tweeds, gabardines, flannels, and Shetlands, worsted, and sanforized slacks. So visit your nearest Crawford store and scramble your own sport combination. Crawford's low price will make it easy for you to select two or three of these smart outfits. Have you seen Crawford's latest style creation, the Esquire, a new spring suit styled in three-button single-breasted models with a center vent? Tailored of rich Shetlands and beautiful cheviots, the Esquire will add to the appearance of any man. Its sensational value is $18.95. Every one of Crawford's 53 conveniently located stores is completely stocked with new clothes for spring and summer. And at $18.95, with no charge for alterations, Crawford offers a pleasant surprise in men's clothing value. Value that has made Crawford the largest clothing chain in the East.
Hello, Mom. Yeah, I'm calling you from Washington. Yeah, how do you feel? Oh, you don't, huh? Well, why don't you go to the doctor? You heard about a fine doctor and you went to him. He was told he charges $20 for the first visit, $10 for the second, and $5 for the third. Well, what about it? Well, you went to his office. As soon as you saw him, you said, "Here I am again, doctor." Well, that was all right, but what did the doctor say? He said, "Take the same medicine I gave you last time." Oh. Oh, it's grand here in Washington. Yeah, I went over to Mount Vernon this morning to see George Washington's home. When you make your trip here, Mama, be sure and stop off and see Washington's home. It's wonderful. It's around 150 years old, and since the day it was built, they haven't done a thing to it. Huh? You think they must have the same landlord that we have? I see. Yeah, well, you be sure and yes, Mom. I've had the honor of knowing several of our presidents personally. Yeah? I chatted with President Wilson, I had tea with President Coolidge, and I shook hands with FDR. Twice. Once in the flesh and once spiritually. Remember when everything went wrong in business? Well, I shook hands with him when I knew that the few pennies I had in the savings bank were safe because he made them safe. You bet. Sure I will. Oh, I'll be here till Thursday at the Capitol Theater. Then May 5th, I'll be in Philadelphia at the Earl Theater. Be sure and call me there. Okay, good night, Mom. Good night, everybody.
Tune in again next Sunday at the same time, 6 o'clock, for 30 more minutes in Hollywood starring George Jessel. Meanwhile, visit your nearest Crawford store and see the great selection of Crawford's stylings and the clothes they're offering for spring and summer. The finest clothes ever to bear the Crawford label. Remember, Crawford dress is best dress. This is Jerry Lawrence saying goodnight for Crawford Clothes.
Written by Sam Carlton and George Jessel. This is the Mutual Broadcasting System.